Isn't that
I think it was well over 100. I think it was 118.
Mm.
And my mother would have had to sing it out. So it's terrible.
You wonder how the women ever stood it to have all them children.
Oh, it was, you heard of the beehive, you know, kind of. It's all compacted, they work, it was an all right. Well, they got it started, and it raised itself, you see.
Yeah.
It worked pretty quick. It worked. Well, some of the older ones had children as old as the young ones.
Uh-huh.
And the family. They did. They had some was older. Some of the older sisters had children that were older than the youngest
mm-hmm,
child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were starting to produce before the mother quit.
Gosh. Mm-mm. Well, a little bit about schools.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you were in school, you said you had women and men teachers?
The man taught the high school at Berry.
Uh-huh.
He taught from, we'll say, like 6th grade through the 10th. And then the lady teacher
mm-hmm.
taught the little ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he was the superintendent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would they ever call those school marms or anything, or just the school teacher?
My mother was called that. I've heard her called that. She taught school in this county for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was a school mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
before she was married. Undoubtedly, she taught until she did get married.
Mm-hmm. And usually when they got married, they didn't teach school anymore. Is that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went and lived in Savannah for 10 years. She wouldn't have been acceptable then. They knew how, but she had little children.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
But she was good enough to teach up. You know, I've heard lots of people, they used to, most of them dead now, but they used to tell me I went to school.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Old people I didn't know, them. Oh, she taught 4 or 5 different local schools where every neighborhood had a school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then my two other aunts both taught school. In the same area, but my mother was the oldest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of hours would school meet?
It was when you got there in the morning. It must have been 8 to about 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was that was it. But we only went for 7 months to Berry.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a 9-month school.
What months? Where'd you go?
Well, now, you might be gutting me there, but I believe it started like a month earlier than that. Later, started like October.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time they wanted to pick the cotton first in middle Georgia, and they kind of all of them make children pick cotton until October through September. And they quit a month early. Well, lots of the places I've heard it wasn't but 6 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Had too much work to do.
It worked.
Yeah. What would you say about a child who was supposed to be in school, but they were out running around causing mischief?
Well, I learned that in Savannah. It played hooky.
Yeah. You didn't do it, did you?
I don't think I ever did. No.
What would one child call another that would... tell on him if they did something. Okay. And the children who were in school, would you call those the students, or would students only be the high school?
He would like the name to say he went there to school.
Uh-huh.
He went to school there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never heard the word student used. And most of them wasn't too good of students.
Pupils? Did they call them pupils?
The teacher probably called them pupils.
Yeah.